up anything that you'd like. Toll-free number here is 855-453. By the way, if you were listening last hour, we talked about the Don't Take the Plea Deal outreach. I have posted a link to that flyer, the Don't Take a Plea Deal flyer. It is available in both New Hampshire and outside of New Hampshire flavors. So if you live somewhere else, you can still use it. It's a great flyer, and it kind of gives people a rundown of why they should consider not taking the plea. And so download that flyer and print it out if you like. Once again, you can go to our Twitter, Google Plus, or Facebook page, and you can reach all those by going to news.freetalklive.com. Still to come here tonight, more about the Robin Hood case. Not the first Robin Hood case that we've been telling you about over the last several months here on Free Talk Live, but a new Robin Hood case that was just filed on Monday. Yet another civil case. This time they're looking for damages. We'll get into that here in a few moments. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
And Nemi.
By the way, we're going to go to your phone calls here. And also, we've got Skype. You can reach us on Skype at username LRN.FM. Let's first go to Tom, listening in Hudson, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Tom.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about domestic violence. And one of, you know, the issues that are involved there, you would think that people would figure out soon enough that if it's time to break bones, it's time to break up. Okay? So, therefore, why don't they just split up? And you find out what the government does that prevents them from simply walking away from each other. Okay? Like for example, they're hooked into a lease for 1 year, and mm-hmm. landlords routinely lock them into a lease because if they don't, then they might get accused of running a hotel and having to pay the 9% rentals and meals tax here in New Hampshire, and typical situations like that around the country.
And who held the gun to the couple's head to sign the contract in the first place? Was that the government, or was that the landlord, or did they sign it of their own free will?
They signed it of their own free will. But the reason why it's for what the landlord requires 1 year and not month to month is simply because if they don't, if the landlord doesn't, then it's the government putting the tax in on it. See, if the threat that if they don't, see, huh? The government is regulating the landlord.
And there's no mandate on landlords to do a year lease.
There is in New Hampshire. There's rules about if you only if you're constantly renting them out for like a month or two, then they accuse you of running a short-term rental that is subject to the rentals and meals tax of 9%.
Oh, so, I see what you're saying. So you believe that if a landlord is doing month to month, they could be attacked by the town or the city. Yeah, I get where you're coming from. But you know,
also,
if you're concerned about a breakup, you could just put your own name on the lease and not put the other person's name on the lease.
And also, in my experience as a property manager, there has been no efforts by the state to levy or collect a tax like that, and it's been several apartments month to month. And even when your lease expires in New Hampshire, it automatically under state law goes to a month to month lease. So,
but Tom, you know, there's a lot that we don't agree on, but I do agree. You know, if you're beating on somebody or someone is beating on you, it's probably not a good relationship for the future. Nemi, do you have a question for Tom?
I did. Yeah. It's interesting to me, Tom, to hear you, and I wanted to ask if your view has evolved, because didn't you at one point advocate for women who nag to be beaten?
At no time did I advocate for that. I advocate for them to shut up. Okay.
Oh, because now, the quote I have here is that women who nag should be beaten. And this, granted, is from a good deal of time ago. It's from 2000, 2001. So to hear you say that it should be different, it's from a CNN transcript.
In any case, we'll get out back to that for a moment.
So wait, are you saying you don't believe that anymore, Tom?
My question is, has your view evolved? Or do you think that women who nag should be beaten?
You're trying to misinterpret this. As saying, I'm saying she should shut up. There is a point where shut up means shut up when the victim can't take it anymore, and the victim is at his wit's end, and he's screaming,
victim.
"Get it through your blankety blank."
Victim of words.
Blankety blank.
Are you saying there's a point at which, just to clarify what you're saying, Tom? Are you saying there's a point at which if somebody says enough upsetting words to you,
you should do the dishes,
you should use violence against that person?
Taking out the trash.
It's not freedom of speech to howl hysterically, and I'm going to keep squawking at you unless you comply with these demands. That's extortion. They're threatening to deprive the victim of his sanity, to deprive him of his sanity if he won't comply.
No one's forcing you to be there, Tom. You could always walk away. So are you? It sounds like you're dodging the question, though. You really haven't come out.
Walk away, but then you know what happens? She gets the kids, and he has to pay child support, or the cops will come and arrest him.
So you just backhand her instead? Is that still your policy?
Excuse me. My policy is that she should shut herself up instead.
Okay, but if that doesn't happen...
That's certainly not the quote from 2000, I'm looking to clarify that.
No, I get what Tom's saying. He's saying that he thinks she should be quiet, but he seems to be dancing around what happens if the person doesn't be quiet. What happens then, Tom?
If he leaves, she gets the kids, and he has to pay child support.
So what do you do instead? What does Tom do in a situation when he is continually being nagged? There are words coming at him nonstop from his partner.
That hasn't happened yet. But in
what would you do in that case? What would you advocate someone do in that situation?
I would advocate that the abuser should shut herself up, and you don't seem to want to grasp that concept.
No. I follow that completely. So
just to
make sure we're clear, is that all you advocate, Tom?
Have you ever hit your wife, Tom?
In any case, now if you will shut up and let me complete, the cops don't
certainly
have to go.
Wow. Well, we're just trying to have a conversation. What are you going to do if I don't, Tom? You going to come over and try to hit me?
I'm trying to get a word in edgewise, and you keep hammering the wrong question.
Well, I am asking you a question. Have you ever hit your wife? I'd like to know.
That's a question.
That sounds pretty. Are you a politician? By the way, Nemi, did this come out during his political run?
Not during the run. He was actually elected to office, and then these things came to light, and he was removed from office. So I'm interested to know, Tom.
You won't explain.
I've asked you a direct question. You won't answer. Have you ever hit your wife?
Because you are trying very hard to change the subject.
No, I don't need to change the subject. I'm asking you a direct question, and you're not answering me. Have you ever hit your wife, Tom? Yes or no?
Violence.
Come on.
You're totally changing the subject.
Right. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. I guess you can extrapolate from his answers whatever you'd like.
You just shut up, Nemi.
Yeah. Why don't you try come over here and make me, sweetheart?
Good luck with that. You know, if... own up. I mean, if you said something years ago that you don't agree with today...
Anymore.
Right. It shouldn't be a big deal to say, you know, I used to be a real jerk. I used to advocate this and this and this, and I don't think that way anymore. I can do that. I years ago, used to advocate violence as a solution to the problem of the state, and I was wrong about that, and I've embraced peace since then. And I'm not the same person today that I was then. And if somebody asked me a question and said, Ian, on this show in 2005, did you advocate the murder of DEA agents in defensive point if you are running a medical marijuana facility in California? And I would say, yeah, sometime around then I said something like that. I said that, you know, at that time that I was really frustrated by the continued raids of the medical marijuana facilities in California. And I thought a solution would be for them to have private security, and the private security should shoot at those DEA agents if they wanted to come in to those stores and defend their property. I don't agree with that position anymore. That's the old Ian that had that position, and I'm not the same person.
And that was the basis of my question, is it's interesting to hear the caller assert these things when he has in the past advocated for violence. Saying a woman who nags should be beaten.
Well, not only has
also justified the killing of law enforcement.
Right. I've never heard him make any allusion to beating a partner until, you know, you brought that quote up tonight from over a decade ago. But he is constantly on the air alluding to people getting violent against law enforcement. He never will come right out and say that you should do this, but he always dances around it. Just like he was dancing around your questions about, you know, what he advocates today. We know what he allegedly advocated 10-13 years ago, but
I just wanted to know if his view had changed.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE. And I thought that was a totally fair question. You gave him the opportunity to explain himself, to admit that he was wrong, but I bet you that he hasn't changed.
Take some responsibility.
More coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're a man, as the years go by, you could start feeling like you're missing out on some of the passion, performance, and drive you'd like to have. So if that's the way you're feeling these days, you now have an important choice to make. You can say, why me, and feel sorry for yourself. Or you can say, not me, and fight for your manhood by calling now to receive a complimentary bottle of Nugenix at 1-800-919-5286. Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting breakthrough with a unique combination of key natural ingredients that have been clinically tested to invigorate a man's body to increase his libido. With Nugenix, you can enjoy more passion, more performance, and more drive, too. So if you're ready to feel like the best man you can be, call now for your complimentary bottle. Nugenix is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by calling now. 1-800-919-5286. 1-800-919-5286.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 25th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,321.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,369.69, $684.85 for a half ounce, or $342.42 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,369.69, $684.85, and $342.42.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free here. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and get interactive on the variety of different features that we share with you. There's a bulletin board system where you can interact with other listeners of the show. bbs.freetalklive.com will take you there. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. There's also a chat room as well on our webcam page. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. Nemi is chatting in there right now, and she should be doing this radio show.
I'm not chatting in there.
I presume you
are. I'm Googling.
You're
tapping
away.
Tap-tapping.
You're Googling, okay.
I am Googling.
There is a chat room, and Nemi is frequently found in it during the show.
I do have a window with chat in it,
during
but since
breaks,
I've just been chastised.
She will be there
during
the break.
Right now.
You can keep the window open. Just don't look at it. So you gotta focus. Focus like
I am
a laser.
Focused.
This
I am.
Is radio.
Did you not hear the last call? I am focused
you
like
did
a laser.
Fine job.
Thank
with,
you very much.
With Tom in New Hampshire. So 855-450-FREE. Hey, that's the toll-free number. You take control here. We've also got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username is lrn.fm. Coming up in November, the 7th and the 8th, in Las Vegas, there will be a two-day seminar, two-day class, put on by the Log Home Builders Association. Their website's loghomebuilders.org. There were a couple folks in town today looking at maybe buying a home and also considering building a home, and they mentioned a log home as an option they were considering. Well, you can build a log home from scratch without a kit. You don't even have to have previous construction experience required. You can visit their website at loghomebuilders.org and see for yourself some student homes that have been built by people who have never built anything before. Lifetime support and help is available from the LHBA staff and other log home builders on their online community. Log Home Builders Association, a nonprofit educational organization dedicated to helping people build their own log home since 1965.
I think this is fantastic. I lived in a log cabin for a few years, and I personally am opposed to kits. I just think it's very Lincoln Loggy. They don't look good. So this is fantastic. I'm looking at their website right now. They're beautiful.
Yeah, you can build with local materials. You can even use trees from your own land if they are available. If not, they'll show you how to find logs and other materials for the lowest possible cost. They even offer you an ironclad money-back guarantee. If you're not satisfied for any reason, they'll give you a full refund, no questions asked, up to 3 months after you attend. Most of their members build without a mortgage and pay for the home as they go. Their founder, Skip Ellsworth, is famous for saying, if you think building a log home is hard, you should try paying off a 30-year mortgage. Learn the entire process. Their two-day seminar in Vegas, November 7th and the 8th, this year, November 7th and 8th, visit loghomebuilders.org for more information and to get signed up. As we go to the phones and the fun, we've got Jared on the line in Michigan. Jared, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello, Ian. I mean, referring to Tom, I'm willing to bet the correct response would have been yes, since you were dodging the question. But anyway, to my point, I wanted to follow up about Starbucks. I was listening to you last week, Nemi, and I think Starbucks... they were in a tight spot. I mean, first off, I personally think your coffee sucks. Dunkin' Donuts is 100 times better, but that's just me. But people were getting really cocky about it. It all started in California because at the time you could openly carry unloaded guns in city limits, and people were kicked out of Pete's Coffee. So they went across the street to Starbucks, and Starbucks didn't have a problem with it. That was the birth of the Starbucks gun movement. And then when California outlawed unlicensed open carry in city limits, they started to carry rifles and shotguns. That's how that happened. And I understand why somebody would do that. If you can't legally carry a pistol, but you can legally carry a rifle or a shotgun, I get why they're doing it. But the problem was, in places such as Seattle and Vegas, where open carry is completely legal, they still wanted to carry a shotgun and sling it over their shoulder, which is just making a political statement, and I think Starbucks got tired of it.
Well, and you want to talk about upsetting people. I mean, having a gun on your hip, a handgun, is going to upset a number of people, but strapping an AK or a rifle or, some sort of larger gun, you know, for whatever reason, people think that's more dangerous. Of course, you know, they each have their own ups and downs, but you know, people feel a certain way about a big gun, and so inevitably that's going to upset even more people. So I imagine Starbucks was getting a lot of feedback from their customers on this.
You know, and they were, and if most of your customers don't want guns, then what are you going to do as a business owner? You're probably going to do what's right for you. I mean, for example, if New Hampshire was still... if business owners were still free to allow smoking in their restaurants, but if 80% of their customers say, hey, I'm tired of the smell of smoke, what would you do as a business owner?
Yeah.
I agree.
You got to do what it takes to keep people coming through your front door.
It's frustrating. Right, and it's frustrating, and it's sad. And I do think Starbucks could have worded it better. I agree completely. I really think they could have said, concealed, okay, or out of sight, out of mind.
I do think they overstepped by saying don't bring them at all. And
I agree too.
Especially in jurisdictions, and it's interesting you mentioned Dunkin' Donuts. That's a big coffee chain here in New England, and I hear that they have them other places, but I understand that it's really a New England franchise. And Dunkin' Donuts has said They respect local, federal, and state laws regarding firearms. McDonald's has as well.
Does that mean they're not taking a side? They're just, you know, whatever the law says is what we'll go with?
That's right. McDonald's took a little, went a little further from their spokeswoman. She said, "We recognize that there was a lot of emotion and passion surrounding the issue of firearms and open carry laws. While we respect the differing views of all our customers, McDonald's company-owned restaurants follow local, state, and federal laws as it relates to open carry. Mm-hmm. For franchisee-owned restaurants, operational decisions regarding open carry weapon laws are made by the franchisee. That said, as with all aspects of operating a McDonald's restaurant, we expect our franchisees and their crew to follow local, state, and federal laws." So if you are an open carrier, you can go to Dunkin' Donuts in New Hampshire or anywhere else.
I've open carried in Dunkin' Donuts in New Hampshire, Vermont, Michigan, and I've never had problems. But see, the thing is with the whole Starbucks thing is, look, I understand why they would open carry a long arm if you can't a pistol. However, in a place like Washington, Seattle, Washington, you can it's completely legal to open carry a pistol. By carrying the long arm, you're making a statement because it's more practical to openly carry a pistol than it is a rifle slung over your shoulder where mm-hmm. you can't get to it mm-hmm. as fast as you want. So at that point, you're just being a jerk. I completely support somebody's legal right to open whatever, but at the same time, they have to respect a business owner, and they're in business to make a living. And if you can lawfully open carry a pistol, why would you roll in with a long arm? I mean, what's next, a Gatling gun? I got my grandfather's NFA registered Gatling gun.
I'm nice, dude.
Hold the ball, but I'm going to wheel it in. Well, there's only 11 of them. I wish if I was one of them, but I'm not. Ted Turner's the only one that I can think of. But, you know, it just proves the point. It's just that they pushed too far, and they ruined it. And I hope they don't ruin Dunkin' Donuts. That's all I can say about that.
I don't think they will. I really think I agree with your synopsis of the situation that this has really been a polarizing thing, and some folks have really pushed the issue too far. And have done some things. It's the same idea of just because you can do something doesn't mean you should.
Well, I don't want to go out on a limb here, but I think that Starbucks has a different crowd than Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, it seems
sure.
to me like Starbucks is going to be a little more frou-frou, a little more uppity.
They have berets.
Right. And so I'm not surprised, really, to see this this decision come out of there. And Jared, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. But this also comes back to kind of the zeitgeist of an area, right? Like, you know, if there's a gun culture or a gun-friendly culture, like there tends to be in New Hampshire, you're not going to have as many problems with this issue. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
What if it happened?
The lights go out, and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves here. Should you like, you may do so via the toll-free number at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us online by visiting freetalklive.com and enjoying the features that we have there for you. Listening options, we've got those. Live streams, broadband, mid-band, narrowband versions of the show, three different size bit rates for different internet connection speeds, all available for free to you at listen.freetalklive.com. Also, radio stations, over 120 great stations coast to coast that air the show at various times throughout the week. You can find our full list over at listen.freetalklive.com. We've got satellite listening options, including XM satellite radio, as well as our free-to-air satellite channel, which is available across almost all of North and Central America, thanks to Bitcoin. You can also get us on our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call and listen from your phone over a long-distance connection. So there's lots of options for you to get tuned in. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about those. And also want to let you know about ProXPN. It is a global virtual private network, and it works with almost any internet connection on any browser, or not browser, I guess, but any operating system, Mac, Windows, Linux, even apps for iOS and Android. And what does it do? Well, it actually encrypts all of your internet data, all of your traffic, sends it to ProXPN servers. You choose the server. There's different ones internationally. And then ProXPN sends that out to the internet at that point. So you're protecting yourself. Your own internet service provider will have no idea what websites you're visiting. So they cannot keep logs on your activities anymore if you're using ProXPN. You're on a network, perhaps, that's open Wi-Fi, maybe at a Starbucks, for instance. You want to protect yourself from being monitored by the Starbucks web admin. You want to protect yourself from having your packets sniffed by some nearby hacker who might be trying to crack into your data. ProXPN protects you from those things because you are encrypted at the point of transmission. It encrypts all your data before it even leaves your laptop. So drop on by proxpn.com/FTL, get signed up with their free account. You can try it for free just like 2 million users do every single day. You can have a limited free account. They do limit the bandwidth on the free account, and you cannot use torrents on the free account. But when you're ready to open it up, get unlimited bandwidth, and get access to using torrents over this, and there's no restrictions on the premium account. It's $10 a month, well, $9.95. And then if you do a year in advance, you pay $74.95. But if you use the Free Talk Live discount code, you'll get 20% off for the lifetime of your account. Now, with the year-long plan, that breaks it down to $5 a month. For ProXPN, to protect your location, to protect your the data that you're sending out, it's an incredible service. And one account can be used for all of your devices. So you don't have to pay $5 for the phone, $5 for the laptop, $5 for the desktop. No, it's $5 a month with the discount code FTL20. You can put all your devices on that one account. It's incredible. ProXPN.com/FTL to get signed up. Use our code when you're ready to buy. FTL20 as we continue here, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So let's come back around to the original conversation we had started the show with. We'll bring our listeners up to speed if you're just tuning in. The Robin Hooding case is continuing on Monday. For those that have been paying attention to the show for the last several months, you know about the Robin Hood case. There are several activists here in the Keene area, liberty-minded folks. Some are Keene natives, New Hampshire natives as well, and some are Free State Project participants. They have been hitting the streets. Nemi, you've done this, but you were not named in the lawsuit. I was named in the lawsuit. And the suit, the original suit, requests a 50-foot radius of an anti-freedom zone to be created around the meter maids. Because the idea is the Robin Hooders want to go to where the meter maid is, want to get in front of the meter maid and check parking meters before she can reach them and put a coin in an expired meter to rescue that person from receiving a ticket.
Yeah.
They've been doing this for the bulk of the year at this point, actually the entire year. They started up in earnest back in December of 2012, and they've literally been going almost every day since. And saving people, saving thousands of people from getting tickets. Well, the city's upset about that. And so they brought this lawsuit back in May. It went international with headlines all over the place. Good Morning America sent a camera crew up here to do an interview. I mean, there was all kinds of news coverage about this. And that case is still going. It continues on Monday, and Tuesday's another day. So they've got two full hearing dates where the court will be hearing, you know, various different evidence as to whether or not they should be able to move forward with instituting this so-called safety zone that the city wants to create. I call it an anti-freedom zone around these parking enforcers to try to protect them from the Robin Hooders. The city's claim is that the Robin Hooders are harassing and intimidating. The city's original claim, in both the lawsuit itself and in the media during interviews, was that, oh, it's not about the money.
It's about safety.
It's about safety. It's about harassment. It's not about the money, because the Robin Hooders have saved over 5,000, probably over 6,000 people at this point so far this year from getting tickets. Now, in Keene, New Hampshire, pretty small place, they only write about 25,000 tickets per year. So if we've saved at least 5,000 people, you can see that that's a pretty big segment of their budget in the parking department that's been completely knocked out.
So can they even afford to replace the guy that's quit? That's
good question. I don't know. But I do know this. City Manager John McLean said in the Union Leader newspaper in an article about this, this is not about revenue. This is not about the city losing any money. In fact, they even make the claim in the lawsuit itself. They essentially say that this is about the harassment. We just want the harassment to stop. We don't have a problem with the Robin Hooders going around and feeding people's meters. And that was the official position of the city. Well, now they've basically admitted it's about the money, because this new lawsuit that they filed is seeking damages. The other one did not. The other one just sought this protection zone thing. So this one's looking for money. They just filed it on Monday, and it's against the same group of Robin Hooders, including me and Pete Ayer, who's never actually Robin Hooded from CopBlock.org. But that's another story. So they filed this suit, and in the suit, it actually names several different reasons why they deserve monetary damages. And as I pointed out on my blog post at freekeen.com, one of the reasons they list is the parking enforcement officer's inability to properly perform their employment duties. This is one of the reasons why they have suffered damages.
Yeah.
Well, what's the primary duty of a parking enforcement officer?
To write tickets.
Correct. So therefore, if they are unable to perform their employment duties properly, that means they can't write as many tickets as they should be writing, so therefore the city is absolutely now admitting, they won't say this, they're not going to admit it in the press, but essentially in the lawsuit admits that, yeah, we we want to get money out of you Robin Hooders because you've been making it so we don't make as much money in the department. They also claim they've lost an employee. There were three parking enforcement officers at the beginning of the year. One of them has quit. Another employee has modified their schedule because of the defendant's behavior, allegedly. Mm-hmm. We know that there's another one of the two remaining. There's two ladies. One of them's been there forever, like 15 years. The other one's relatively new. It's the new one. The lady that's been there forever, she doesn't work Saturdays just because she's been there long enough. You know,
yeah.
She's got the weekday schedule. She's the longest, you know, most tenured parking bureaucrat. She's not going to work Saturdays. Well, now apparently the new girl isn't going to work Saturdays either. So as of the last 4 weeks or so, maybe even longer now, there has been no enforcement on Saturdays.
Now, are officers, are regular patrol officers still issuing tickets?
In theory, they could, but no one's ever seen that happening.
I haven't seen them monitoring meters when I asked.
That's what I mean.
Right. When I asked the guys, they said that the patrol cars generally go to the outskirts of the downtown area and enforce permit parking and overnight parking, but no meter feeding, really.
Correct. Yeah, they don't have the printout machine that the parking enforcers do. So ultimately, Nemi, as far as metered parking is concerned, this is a major win. And I mean, the fact is, now parking is enforced on one day less every single week.
Absolutely.
They would like to hire another employee, but they have yet to actually accomplish that. I imagine that's partially because they're in the middle of the lawsuit.
I think I'm going to go apply, honestly.
I'm interested to hear that.
Yeah, I would like to see, you know, what they say if I walk in and say, hey, I hear you're hiring parking enforcement people.
They say they're going to incur hiring costs to replace the lost employees.
It doesn't cost anything to hire me.
They need money for that. They need monetary and administrative expenses with regard to counseling and other human resource issues. And, of course, they're going to need attorney's fees because they've been racking up thousands and thousands of dollars in attorney's fees in this case. And now they're going to rack up even more thousands in this new case if it moves forward. And it's docketed in the court. More coming up.
We all know how useful Bitcoins are. But how can you cash out Bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out Bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your Bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling Bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. support our country, and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Does that sound funny to you, Nemi?
Yeah, little fuzzy for you.
Yeah, I don't know why it's doing that. That's not a good thing. Check, check, check. Hello, we're on the air. We're
there
doing
you go.
A radio show. Thank you.
Much better.
All right, so, yikes, might have to use a different mic. Why don't you pass me that second mic over there, Nemi, just in case things go real bad here, because sometimes things break at the most inconvenient times.
Oh, no, you don't say.
Yeah,
that's never happened to me here.
The electronic realm. So, we'll take your calls about anything, and that is the point of Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. We have been updating you on the Robin Hood case, or what is now the Robin Hood cases. There are now two civil cases that have been filed against the Liberty activists here in Keene. Several Liberty activists, six people, have been named in a new lawsuit that is demanding, who knows, untold thousands of dollars in damages that the city of Keene claims they've received through the actions of these, in my opinion, heroic activists who've gone out and saved thousands of people from getting parking tickets. The city government people don't like that very much, and so they're doing everything they can to bring as much violence down upon the activists in this case as possible. It's
going to show
outrageous.
You guys, you naughty, naughty Robin Hooders.
It's outrageous what these people are doing, and they are only digging their hole even deeper. Now, there are people in Keene, New Hampshire, who believe everything the government says. So they believe the government guys when they say, oh, those Robin Hooders are out there harassing and intimidating those parking enforcers. What, wouldn't you feel bad if somebody followed you around? If somebody followed you around all day? Switching microphones now.
There you go.
Wouldn't you feel terrible if somebody followed you around at your job all day long and you weren't able to do anything about it?
And in their job description right there, it says that they may need to deal with harassing behavior. I mean, who hasn't seen the Philadelphia Parking Wars show?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have TV. I don't really watch TV, but
I've heard of this.
Even I have heard of it, where people are angry and confrontational.
You think that happens if you're a parking enforcer?
Sure.
Yeah, of course it does.
Don't you sign up for that? And so this parking enforcer who's quit, he was a reservist?
Yes.
And so he's served in wartime. And so I'm sure he came back and thought he was just going to get a cushy job, writing some tickets, but he couldn't hack conversation with people who just
right,
take issues.
Because that's all this is. That's all it is. This conversation is all that has happened with these government bureaucrats, these parking enforcers. They've had things said to them. They're not insulting things. They haven't been attacked. They haven't been
touched.
Threatened.
If you actually think for one second that a parking enforcer person was assaulted, which in this very strictest sense of the term means touching someone,
mm-hmm.
if you think for a second that a keen parking enforcer would not have someone someone arrested in a heartbeat, less than a heartbeat, if they were actually assaulted or even just brushed against.
There was an accidental touch that was revealed involving Jason Repture, who is not one of the parties in the suit, but has also done some Robin Hooding. It was a mistaken thing where he accidentally bumped into one of the parking enforcers.
I'm amazed they didn't have him arrested.
Right. Look, it was an honest mistake, and that's what's going to happen sometimes. But generally, the Robin Hooders keep a distance away from the parking enforcers, and everything's okay. What they don't like is they don't like being asked tough questions. I mean, ultimately, that's all that's really happening here. I was actually discussing this on the Free State Project Facebook group with another Free State Project participant who was accusing us. He sounded like he believed what the city people were saying. Like, don't you think the city would lie to you about this? Yeah, absolutely they would. They're going to tell whatever lie they possibly can to try to make themselves look good here because they know they are in the minority on this. No one likes parking enforcers. Nobody. Now, there are a few people. The parking enforcer's family, the parking enforcer's friends, they like the parking enforcer, but I bet most of them don't like getting parking tickets either. It's hard to be a parking enforcement officer, and the Robin Hooders aren't trying to make their life harder by there's no insulting, there's no personal attacks or anything like that I've ever seen happen. I've certainly never done that. In all the video footage I've seen, I've never seen that done either. In the city's own video compilation on their website, I don't see a single instance of harassment happening there. So
right.
what they consider to be harassment is the same thing they accused me of doing and several other activists when we were banned from the courthouse back in 2011. When they banned us from the courthouse, we were accused of persistent harassment. That was the reason given in the no trespass order that banned us forever. Well, that no trespass order got overturned as unconstitutional because it is totally legal for you to ask a government bureaucrat a question. If they don't like it, that's too bad.
You can find a different job.
They work well. Apparently one of them did. He quit. But that's too bad. If you're a government bureaucrat, you should be subject to being asked questions. So the people who are, that they take sides with the government bureaucrats in this case, the average people in Keene, the few of them that actually support the parking enforcers, I understand why they're trying to empathize with them. They're putting themselves in the parking enforcer's shoes as though the parking enforcer is just another employee at some job. But that's not what they are. If I were coming into, you work at a dispatching location, and if I were to come in there and start, shouting at you while you're trying to do your job, you would have a right to kick me out because that's private property, and I'm interfering with your job duties
in that case.
You are not a public worker. You're not a government worker. I don't have a right to keep you accountable. I can try to.
My boss does. We are camered to the hilt there, but that's his property, and so absolutely. And I for one, appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's handy.
So I get why the people get upset. They put themselves in the shoes of the parking enforcer and say, well, gosh, I wouldn't want somebody saying things to me and asking me questions and talking to me when I was trying to do my job. Well, your job isn't parking enforcement. Your job isn't a government employee where you're available to the public. And part of being a government employee, at least according to the New Hampshire Constitution, is that you have to be accountable
to the people.
It's part 8 of the Article 8 of the New Hampshire Constitution Bill of Rights. You're supposed to be open, accessible, and accountable to members of the public. So if you don't like it, too bad. Go get another job if you don't like it. In addition to that, even if we were actually insulting them or calling them names or whatever, being nasty, that's not what's happening. But even if it were, it's part of their job description. I've read their job description, and it's in there, and it says that they have to endure verbal and mental abuse from members of the public.
They thought it was going to be a cushy job, and all they were going to have to do is write some tickets.
And for the most part, it is a pretty cushy job. But now you've got people who are basically directly preventing you from writing those tickets. By saving people from getting the ticket, by putting coins in expired meters. And on top of that, those very same people, if they're within nearby to you, they will say things to you and ask you tough questions. Like, oh, do you realize that your job's basically threatening people all day long? You know, if you ask people questions like that, that kind of strike at the core of what it is they actually do, that could make someone uncomfortable. Because if you have gotten this job, as many of them do, they get a parking enforcement job because they like to walk, or they just, you know, they want to talk to people during the day, or, you know, they're... I don't think the average parking enforcer gets in there saying that they just really want to write tickets. Like, that was their reason for getting the job. When I talked to one of them in the past, who no longer works there, but one in the past told me the reason she took the job, she likes to walk. She likes the idea of getting paid to walk.
Sure.
Well, if somebody's telling you that it's great that you like to walk, but it's not cool that you write tickets to people because that's a threat, and when you threaten somebody to take their car, that's not very nice, people don't want to see that. The average person...
If only you paid your ticket, that wouldn't happen.
That is true. They won't take the car if you pay the ransom.
That's an argument, right.
Sure, but that's an uncomfortable thing, right?
Sure.
To even have to think about the idea that, oh my gosh, you know, somebody thinks I'm doing something bad here. Now, they can write it off as, oh, it's just those crazy Robin Hooders that think that. But what do you think as a parking enforcer when you see the Robin Hooder on the streets, because you're always nearby them, you see the Robin Hooder getting approached by people who hug them, thank them, hand them money, show them appreciation in various different ways?
Or attack them.
Every now and then there's some defender of the parking enforcer there. But how does that feel to the parking enforcer when they see the Robin Hooder getting reinforced with his actions?
Sure.
And there's not a lot of people coming up and offering you a hug as a parking enforcer?
Oh, I doubt. Except for you, because you do go offer.
I haven't offered a parking enforcer a hug yet.
No?
But I probably should try that.
Yeah, I don't think they'll take
they
you
wouldn't
up
like
on
it.
It.
No.
No.
What were you going to say, though?
I was going to say my point of there have been a few Robin Hooders, who have been assaulted or attacked.
That's right.
In plain view of the police,
yep.
and nothing has been done. So there's clearly a double standard here where it's okay to beat on the Robin Hooders, and we're not going to do anything about it. Now, why wouldn't you do that if you've taken an oath? And you are supposed to serve and protect. Is that not for everyone?
No, it's not.
Or is
it's
it
for
just
whoever
the people
they
like?
You like? That's right.
Right.
So whoever they like, they'll take money from everybody, and then they'll only service certain people.
Right.
And they expect you to pay, or else they'll take your home from you.
Right.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And saying things like that makes people very uncomfortable. It makes them angry, because that's cognitive dissonance that's activating for them. Hour 3's on the way. Sherry Fox, Free Talk Live. I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to Life Watch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with Life Watch. Dial 800-522-8286.
Hey gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi everybody, I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink, or a protein shake, or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will too. And now you can get them all at jasonlewisteam.com. Now look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star, or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here too. All you have to do is go to jasonlewisteam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's jasonlewisteam.com.